I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It is 7:22, and I'm Vanita Sockhart. Today, students, some of them in the St. Paul School District, will be walking out of their building in a district-wide walkout from 1 to 2 this afternoon. And leading that walkout is Executive Director of Minnesota Teen Activists, a nonprofit, Jerome Treadwell. Good morning, Jerome. I should say you went to high school with my daughter. My daughter went to Highland Park Senior High, so it's good to connect again. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you very well. So tell me about this walkout. What are the main things you hope to accomplish with it? And this will be students at all the high schools in St. Paul. Some of them will be walking out, and some middle schools too.
Yes, correct. So all the high schools throughout the city of St. Paul, within the St. Paul School District, I believe that's about 8 of them. In addition, we have a couple middle schools participate as well. So really our goal is, first of all, be heard and seen, right? We feel as though the district has not speaked our voices, and those who have spoken out have not been heard. Students are being most affected. Our lives and education is both at stake. And meanwhile, while the district officers are not in the office buildings, the superintendent is not in the school buildings, you are not spending 7 hours surrounded by unmasked kids, overwhelmed teachers, understaffed nurses, an abundance of other things. So this certainly is an equity issue. This is life or death, and students have failing grades, right? So we know that 80% of our population are students of color. So that lies racial inequities, and it must not be overlooked. This is certainly a public health crisis. So with the walkout today, we have several demands. We have several students speaking on specific speaking points. Our goal is to keep a footprint throughout all the high schools, so we have specific scripts onto what our agenda, onto what our demands are, so that we can be cohesive and our voices as youth can be heard.
I know part of those demands are the K95, N95 masks, testing. Is that kind of the key thing that you want to see come out of this?
Yes, so certainly PPE is our most effective prototype into alleviating the COVID crisis and the COVID numbers in schools. So with that, we also demand immediately that we move into 2 weeks. We know that, according to the CDC, the Omicron virus is more likely to spread than our previous strands, which we have seen through this surge of cases. However, the Omicron virus is projected to pass in the next few weeks, which is why a multitude of school districts have gone remote for the next 2 weeks. It seems to me as if SCPS district is attempting to risk students' lives for the sake of remaining open as the Omicron strand passes. So we demand immediately that the district enforces a two-week distance learning to relieve the widespread Omicron virus in schools, which will additionally give the district time to make a plan for safe student return and to enforce our demands within that two-week span. So we're urgent. We have a time span, and we know that this is new for many districts across this entire world, but we know that as a prototype and as a way to a solution, the first step is seeking the input of the student.
Okay, Jerome, 7:26, I'm talking with Minnesota Teen Activist Executive Director Jerome Treadwell. Jerome, you're going to be walking out, different students are, at 1 o'clock today. We talked with Dr. Gothard, Superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools, last week, and his concern is that a lot of students need to go to school to eat and to have a safe place to be and to get that in-person learning. Would part of your demands include making sure that these students get the meals that they need at school, and also some of them just can't do online learning.
Exactly. So we kind of hashed all that out, right? In addition, we have a petition that has over 1,000 signees and a Google survey, which the district has not gone out yet to do, of students within the public district seeking their input on our 9 demands, which is in accordance to the union, right, as well as some additional information that they've been experiencing. So we're being sure to it that we're at the forefront leading the actual correspondence and the needs of the students within our applications, our third-party communication devices. So with that being said, as I mentioned before, right, we want the 2 weeks to be immediately implemented. And with that, SCPS district will have to have publicly released a metric based on the student body's effects of COVID-19, right? So we know that we have a large district, as Bill Gotham mentioned in the last podcast interview, that we have to create a metric that depends on the students, the staff, and so many more factors. But within the previous proposals that have been released to the union, whatnot, it has not totally addressed the effect of the students. So with that, the metric will determine which particular schools will remain open or will be online learning. And with that being said, we know that each school is not a one-size-fits-all.
Right, right.
There lies inequity across all the districts. What Highland Park may have as far as resources is not the same as Washington. And that is not only a school issue, but that is a societal issue. So catch this, we are aware that schools who remain distant after a two-week period will require students to learn virtually. So that means regardless if your school goes online learning, students will have the option to come into school, but they will still be learning from their iPads, right? But that is essential to most students as our population is majority marginalized students. So however, we demand that if a school remains closed after the two-week learning period, that staff would still be expected to be in person to provide for those in-person students who need meals, IEP support, they have working parents, or simply are unable to succeed while at school.
Thank you so much for your time, Jerome Treadwell. You can hear the passion in your voice. Minnesota teen activist, nonprofit organization leader, Jerome Treadwell. We'll hear more from him later this afternoon at his walkout.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.